Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts trade pact with US reflects changing world order and its trajectory tilting towards India. World Government Summit 2026 begins in Dubai under theme Shaping Future Governments. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says Tehran ready for talks based on mutual respect, rejects pressure diplomacy. Political violence rises sharply across Bangladesh ahead of national elections on 12th of this month. And in ICC Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, England reached final beating Australia by 27 runs in first semi-final match at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India's landmark trade agreement with the United States is a result of sustained patience. Mr. Modi said, the pact reflects that world order is changing and its trajectory is increasingly tilting towards India. The Prime Minister said this while addressing NDA MPs at the parliamentary party meeting at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. India and the United States have reached a landmark trade agreement under which Washington will reduce reciprocal tariffs on Indian goods to 18%. Prime Minister Modi made the announcement in a social media post last night after holding telephonic conversation with the US President Donald Trump. According to sources, the Prime Minister in the NDA parliamentary party meeting said the trade deal has created an economic environment and reflected the government's consistent and measured approach to global trade negotiations. He said the opposition criticized the tariffs, but the government remained patient and the results are now visible. NDA MPs felicitated Prime Minister Modi for the landmark India-US trade deal during the meeting. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said so far India has signed free trade agreements with 39 countries.
39 developed countries ke saath jo deal hue hai.
The agreement with 39 countries demonstrate that under Prime Minister Modi's leadership, developed nations are eager to work in close coordination and partnership with India. This collaboration will greatly benefit the common people.
Aam logon ka zindagi mein bahut fayda hone wala hai.
US Ambassador to India Sergio Goh today emphasized that U.S. President Donald Trump genuinely considers Prime Minister Narendra Modi a great friend. In a social media post, Ambassador Goh said he's thrilled by the news of the trade deal between India and U.S. He added that the relationship between the United States and India has unlimited potential. Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, today carried out a successful demonstration of solid fuel ducted ramjet, SFDR technology, from the integrated test range at Chandipur off the coast in Odisha. The Ministry of Defense said the demonstration placed India into an elite league of nations possessing this technology. It added that this demonstration will enable the development of long-range air-to-air missiles to give a tactical edge over the adversaries. The World Government Summit 2026 has opened in Dubai under the theme Shaping Future Governments, bringing together global leaders, policymakers and business executives to examine how innovation, sustainability and technology are reshaping public policy. Discussions at the summit are focused on strengthening government policies and boosting international cooperation to tackle economic, social and technological challenges. The program includes more than 445 sessions featuring over 450 global figures, among them presidents, ministers and experts, addressing the future of government work, investment, public finance and leadership. Addressing the gathering, International Monetary Fund Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva said the global economy had shown unexpected resilience despite geopolitical tensions and uncertainty over trade policy. Referring to shifts in United States trade and foreign policy over the past year, she said the world had become more diverse, more multipolar, and more resilient.
World is more diverse, more multipolar, and more resilient. We upgraded projections for global growth for this and next year, including for UAE, for the Gulf countries, because private sector everywhere, agile and adaptable. The trade shocks that we thought may come is muted.
This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has reiterated that Tehran remains open to dialogue grounded in mutual respect, but will not engage in negotiations under threats or coercion. Iranian state broadcaster Press TV reported that Araghchi made the remarks during a visit to the mausoleum of Imam Khomeini in southern Tehran. Araghchi said, Iran has always been ready for diplomacy from an equal footing with mutual respect and in pursuit of the interests of the Iranian nation. The foreign minister further emphasized Tehran's position, stating that diplomacy is incompatible with pressure, threats and intimidation. Political violence has risen sharply across Bangladesh ahead of the national election on 12th of this month, with casualties nearly tripling in January compared to the previous month. Human rights organization Ain o Salish Kendre, in its latest analysis, reported 75 incidents of political violence last month, resulting in 616 injuries and 11 deaths compared to 18 incidents in December last year. With violence escalating and accusations flying among political actors, concerns are growing over whether a peaceful and credible election environment can be ensured in the days leading up to the vote. A Pakistani anti-terrorism court today issued non-bailable arrest warrants against Aleema Khan, sister of former Prime Minister Imran Khan, in connection with the 2024 protest case. The Rawalpindi-based court took the step after Aleema failed to appear despite earlier directions. The case relates to the November 2024 Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf protest and includes allegations of unlawful protest, chanting slogans, vandalism and stone pelting. The sacred Devni Mori relics of Lord Buddha will be travelling to Sri Lanka from India tomorrow for an international week-long exposition. The relics will remain in the island nation till the 11th of this month. The relics will be enshrined at Colombo's Ganga Ramayya Temple, marking a major milestone in India's spiritual outreach and cultural diplomacy. More from our Colombo correspondent.
For the first time in history, the sacred Devni Mori relics of Lord Buddha are travelling overseas for an international exposition in Sri Lanka. The relics will arrive in Colombo tomorrow, where they will be enshrined at the revered Gangaramaya Temple until February 11th. A high-level Indian delegation, led by Honorable Governor of Gujarat, Acharya Devavrat, and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi, will accompany the relics. The historic journey is expected to deepen the centuries-old spiritual and cultural ties between India and Sri Lanka, as well as strengthen people-to-people bonds. For World News, Ahmed Muin Farooqi from Colombo.
In the ICC Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, England have reached final, beating Australia by 27 runs in the first semi-final match at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe this evening. Chasing a target of 278 runs, Australia were all out for 250 in 47.3 overs. Opting to bat first, England had scored 277 runs for 7 wickets in stipulated 50 overs. England captain Thomas Rew scored impressive 110 runs off 107 balls. In the second semi-final match, India will face Afghanistan at Harare tomorrow. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Gujarat Giants has set a target of 169 runs for Delhi Capitals in the crucial eliminator clash at the BCA Stadium in Kottambi, Vadodara. In reply, Delhi Capitals were 135 for 2 in 13 overs when reports last came in. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts trade pact with US reflects changing world order and its trajectory tilting towards India. World Government Summit 2026 begins in Dubai under theme shaping future governments. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says Tehran ready for talks based on mutual respect, rejects pressure diplomacy. Political violence rises sharply across Bangladesh ahead of national elections on 12th of this month. And in ICC Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, England reached final, beating Australia by 27 runs in the first semi-final match at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.